Today on New Mediator, we talk about the Buck Art Prize, WFMU, and we send John Herman to space. Or whatever. This is New Mediator, an audio podcast about visual art. I'm your host, Dave Lamort. Today's episode, I'm calling it the outreach episode. The next 15 minutes, we're literally going to be talking about the greater New Mediator community. We're going to be talking about some of the artists and friends that we have here, but mostly we're going to be trying to reach out to some of the other organizations that we've been kind of working with over the past couple years or have affiliations or, you know, people's places and things we totally love. So I guess we should start in the beginning, which is always a really good place to start. Let me pull up my notes. Yes, you might be thinking, what do you mean send John Herman to space? If you're not familiar, this is your first episode. John Herman was one of our first New Mediator artists, part of our New Mediator group show. John was the ringmaster and one of the co-authors of the 24-hour book project. He coordinated that with a bunch of authors from all over the country and a few out of the country and an illustrator to produce a book in a 24-hour period. And over the course of the gallery show, you could actually go and watch the author and artist create the actual book itself, and which is also available online. John is an amazing creative person who I met in my time when we lived up in Boston, and John is doing something really crazy. He's always doing something crazy. He is taking part in this Space Needle Space Race 2012. So they were about 50,000 people applied for this special contest. They chose about, I guess they accepted about 1,000 people into the contest, and they chose 20 people to try and plead to be sent into space, basically to do research, or I'm not really sure exactly what it is, but you can have the opportunity to send good old John Herman to space. It's going to be through Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can actually follow the link on New Mediator. .org. You can watch all the entry videos. Everyone made a video basically explaining why they deserve your time and deserve the Space Needle's money to send them into orbit. I particularly like John's video, not only because I like John and he's someone who's worked with us. He's one of our artists, one of our co-conspirators. But John's motivation of trying to get into space is not just science. John is definitely a sciencey, techie guy, but as a father, John is basically trying to do this as a way of showing his son that anything is possible in this magical world. And as a fellow father, that totally tugs at my heartstrings. And he's basically playing me like a lute. It's such a great idea. This is such an interesting project. I don't really know too many people who've gone into space personally. I think I once got assigned a signed letter from my Eagle Scout, or signed picture, excuse me. No, it was a letter. No, it was a letter and a picture from Buzz Aldrin, but that's the closest I've ever gotten to anyone in space. I just think this is a really crazy thing that John is doing, and I'm so happy that he's even in the top 20, and it'd be really great to see John into space. Maybe we can send him with stuff. Artwork in space, your work in going to space. I don't know. We'll see. But just really amazing stuff that he's doing. Again, another project. This is, of course, the outreach episode. Our next project that we're going to be talking about. Sorry, I am trying to talk too fast and trying to get everything in under the wire that I'm talking too fast. So, if you are not, if you're not aware, WFMU, our friends Bronwyn and Jay from Thunk Tank, they were the two artists from our last New Mediator art show. They do their radio show from WFMU in Jersey City. WFMU used to be a college radio station, and now is a freeform. It's been a freeform radio station since I can remember. And it's basically one of the few places in the New York metro area where you can have a show about anything. It's a non-commercial station. It is 100% supported by listeners. I am one of those listeners. I've actually already donated on Tuesday. I'm recording this Thursday night. Even if you're someone who doesn't live in the New York area, WFMU is listened to by people from all over the world. They do new music, independent music. They do experimental stuff. They have amazing talk shows. They have amazing thinkers and humorists, all kinds of stuff. If you are interested in free thought and freedom of speech in general, WFMU is a pretty great place. Of course, they follow FCC regulations because they are a radio station, but very few radio stations do what WFMU does, and that's give people a voice, people who might not necessarily have a voice in other places, and it's just an amazing community. Basically, and I'll read the paragraph I stole right off the WFMU donation page. Listener donations are WFMU's bread and butter. Contributions directly fund our annual operating budget, from keeping the lights on and the records spinning to paying for bandwidth and server maintenance. The funds we raise allow us to continue making offbeat and entertaining radio all year long. WFMU is a great place. It's got a very small actual paid staff. All of the DJs pretty much are volunteers or staff volunteering their time. It's a really wonderful place. And just the idea that I could help Bronwyn and Jay keep the lights on for Thunk Tank, and, you know, one of my other favorite shows, The Best Show with Tom Sharpling. I want to keep those things going because those shows are amazing. If you're not familiar with WFMU, you're doing yourself a disservice. It's a wonderful place with wonderful audio, wonderful music. They get people from all walks of life to come in and talk about what they're doing, and amazing comedians and thinkers and musicians come and just perform on this radio station. And if you act soon, you can help support them. They're trying to raise $1.2 million for next year's operating budget. This is they're about 31% through. You can check the widget on newmediator.org. You can actually go to newmediator.org, click the pledge link, and go pledge straight through to WFMU.org. It would mean a lot to me. I know it would mean a lot to Bronwyn and Jay. I guess the last thing we'll talk about – excuse me. I don't know what's wrong with this mic. I guess the last thing we'll talk about is the Buck Art Competition, Sunday, March 4th. Sunday, March 4th, the Highland Park Arts Collective is sponsoring their fourth annual Buck Art Contest. The competition is basically going to have each artist is allowed to buy $10 worth of materials at the Buck Stops Here Dollar Store to make an affordable masterpiece and win money. You know, cash, money, awards. I've been talking about this. I talked about this, I guess, the last episode. I don't know. I don't even have. I really should pull up New Mediator. Hold on a second. Let's do that. Yeah, I have to really fix this website. All right. I'm going to pull up New Mediator. I'm just going to. We talked a lot. Yeah, it was last episode. Okay. Basically, we talked a lot about how. I am the reigning champ of Buck Art. I'll be honest with you. There's no way I'm winning this thing 2 years in a row. Highland Park is one of those towns where I think novelty kind of reigns. And I don't know if I'll be able to pull off the hilarity of a giant dollar bill made out of wire 2 years in a row, especially because I haven't even started my project yet. But we'll see. That's not true. I have started my project. I started making a daisy chain. Oh, you know what? I don't want to give away too much. But basically, it's going to be a little crazy. I'm excited for it. So I started making my project. Everything is from the dollar store. If you're in the Highland Park area, Highland Park, New Jersey, like you're in New Brunswick, and I know people from New Brunswick listen to this. I know you peoples. You can totally join. You don't have to necessarily buy things at the Buck Art. The Buck Stops Here. You can actually, if you want to, email them. They'll let you buy whatever from a local dollar store. As long as it's less than $10 and you pay the entry fee, it's fine. if you're having trouble paying the entry fee, or you're really interested and you're not tech savvy, or you're shy and you want me to be the mediator, the new mediator or whatever, you need help getting this stuff together, just shoot me an email, davelamorte@gmail.com, and I'll totally try and help you out any way I can. It'll be a fun competition. It'd be nice to see some of the new mediator community. Even if, you know what, even if you don't want to compete, you're not into this kind of thing, you don't like the idea of having someone having to choose your materials or whatever, you just want to come see it, come on out. It'll be fun to see you guys. I'm going to bring some postcards, give out some postcards and stuff at the show, try and network, wheel and deal, take some video of some of what's going on. I think it'll be a ton of fun, and I would love to see you guys come out. I am hoping I'll give a little hint. I'm basically working on – maybe I did talk about this. I'm trying to – I don't really make very detailed show notes on newmediator.org, but basically what I'm doing is I'm creating – I won't get too detailed. Maybe I already described it. I'm basically going to be making a trophy for the winner of the 2012 Buck Art Prize. Hopefully that'll be me. If not, it'll be maybe that person will take it. Who knows? If not, I'll get it back. It'll be a lot of fun. Maybe I'll place – last year I made $75, and I'm excited to see if I can maybe win it again. If nothing else, the White Lotus Studios in the heart of Highland Park, right on Raritan Avenue, right across from the Stop and Shop. I want to say 50. What's the actual address? Oh, I don't even know. I should know this. I should have this all memorized. No, it's not. The address of White Lotus is not actually on the website. But if you go to newmediator.org, there are links to the actual Buck Art poster and stuff. And if you need an entry, let me know. It'd be just great to see you guys come out. So if you liked what you heard, you want to get involved in the newmediator.org community, you want to support me and my fellow artists, you would like to come on the show, whatever that is, whatever your goals are, shady or indifferent, we would love to hear from you. You can email me, davelamorte@gmail.com, or probably just easier, go to newmediator.org, leave a comment. You can follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook community. It is a small but scrappy, it's pretty scrawny, but it's a good way for me to publicly share stuff for new listeners on Facebook. If you want to like us on Facebook, that always helps. You can always find some like-minded people, or professional person, edit that out. But we keep it real here. You can just follow us on Facebook, even submit some stuff. You can follow us on Twitter or on the DL. There's a link, of course, to our public Twitter feed at newmediator.org. It's really mostly for stuff that's public that I want to have spread out a little bit. You can also follow me on Twitter, but I won't put that in here because it is super easy to find me wherever I go. I'm also going to be reinstating our voicemail number. It's not so much reinstating as I'm no longer going to be ignoring our voicemail number. I want to try and use this to our advantage. So if you want to call in, you want to participate, you can dial +1, international code 973-404-0606. It's a Google Plus number. It's a Google number. It's not a Google Plus number. It's just a Google number. I'll get some visual voicemail. If you want to leave us a voicemail, a comment, and you want to have it put up there, that's an easy way of doing it. And, that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for listening. And please subscribe and give us a comment on iTunes. That is a huge help and a great way to find listeners. So that's it for me, Dave Lamorte. Thanks a lot, and please stay subscribed.